1027. This is Dennis Elsis at WNEW-FM New York. Two weeks ago, late Friday, January 23rd, Bob Lewis, better known as Bobaloo, an old friend of ours here at WNEW-FM, died of complications from pneumonia. He was 49 years old. Bob Lewis was a great disc jockey, both in the heyday of Top 40 radio on AM and from the beginnings of the progressive sounds on FM. He was also one of the country's leading voiceover announcers for radio and television commercials. I listened to Bobaloo growing up as a kid in the 60s. And along with people like Scott Muni, Bruce Morrow, Murray the K, Dan Ingram, B. Mitchell Reed, and others, was inspired and influenced to become a DJ. Bob was one of my favorites, and he was even more special to me because he grew up a block away from where I did in Queens. He used to talk about his Corvette on the radio, and I knew that whenever I saw that Corvette in the driveway of his parents' house, that he was probably there visiting. One day, my friends and I even got up the nerve to ring the bell and see if we could say hi to Bobaloo. His mom was a little surprised, but very gracious, and for the next hour, I was face-to-face talking with not just a voice, but a real person from the magical world of rock and roll radio. I was 16 years old, and I never forgot it. A few years later, I met Bob again, only this time we were working together here at WNEW-FM. But that's getting ahead of the story. Let's set the die variable Liebelwurzer for the past and let the time slide roll as Bob Lewis recalls the early days when he started at WNHC in New Haven.
I had befriended a bunch of kids. They walked in one day and they sang this song to me, this Bobaloo, Bobaloo IA thing. I hadn't even heard the record it was taken from, which was a 1958 million record seller by a group called The Eternals. And I flipped on the theme song. I said, this is a lot of fun. I stuck him in a production studio at the radio station, recorded it, and started using it. And the result was that people started calling me Bobaloo. It was just a take on Bob Lewis. I got to New York radio, what was then WMGM, and is now WHN, and it was a rocker at that time, and it was the 8 to 11 slot or something like that.
He's got the sound and swinging style, so listen to the Bob Lewis show.
Bobaloo, IA, Bobaloo. Bobaloo, IA, Bobaloo.
Bobaloo,
IA.
The big Bobaloo show.
Ah, tough. When you've dialed 1050, the numbers that spell radio, that means WMGM.
Ten Cent wins New York.
Wins time is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock on the boss station in the nation. Your dial set for WINS. 1010 on your dial in New York on the show that we call
The Big Bobaloo Show.
Ronettes on the satellite on WEB, my BBC. Headquarters for the All-American Inspector General Scott Serino. He comes your way every evening right before Cousin Brucey and the Big Daddy here on the satellite right now at 15 before 2 o'clock WABC time.
The one that I probably was best known for was the All Night Show, which I did when I first came there from Wins.
Go, go!
Yeah, 37 WABC degrees, and it's cloudy in our town, downtown New York town. Date, if you need it, Wednesday, 17th of February, 1975. Right now, again, 37 and cloudy. All aboard! Whistle. Bobaloo the Big Daddy with you on a Walloping Wednesday landslide, setting the die variable people first for the past, letting the time slide roll. Sky with you, setting the die variable Beeblefurts for the past. Time slide rolling.
77 WABC.
Solid gold, it shines so bright. The Beatles to sing it, A Hard Day's Night.
We had a land developer client who apparently was so happy about the amount of land sales that I made for him that he insisted that I had to do the show so he could sell his land. But it got to the point where I could barely mention my name without having the name of the client thrown at me.
Right now, let's talk about land as an investment. Now is the time to invest in land, and the place to do it is in southern New Jersey. The people to deal with are DiCarlo Associates of New Jersey, the largest single landowners in the state. Find out how you can own your own land in this very area that I'm talking about and own it for as little as $10 down and $2 a week.
77 WABC.
I went to what is now WPLJ. It was WABC-FM at that point. That was about the time that I kind of revolted within myself and laid Bobaloo to rest and decided that it was time to be Bob Lewis and play progressive rock.
This is Some Trust in Chariots. And this is WABC-FM 95, New York.
Oh, the times they are a-changing.
The rest of the world hears Dylan's lyrics, and lacking knowledge of Dylan's world, they sometimes misinterpret.
Let me forget about today until tomorrow.
Let me forget about today until tomorrow. The hip formula for living. Enjoy the moment, because if you don't, you may have to spend the future remembering a drag.
Bob's next stop in 1970 was up the dial at 101.
This is the Lewis and Clark Expedition on CBS-FM, and these are the Doors.
And in 1971, Bob joined WNEW-FM.
This is Jeff Beck and Bex Bolero. We heard in the set Anne of Cleves from Rick Wakeman, The Who with Bob O'Reilly, and West Bruce and Lang and The Doctor from Why Don't You. Bob Lewis on WNEW-FM, Metro Media Stereo, New York.
Right now it's about 59 degrees in New York, humidity 65%. Barometer, if you watch that kind of thing, 29.81 inches of mercury and rising. You notice they never tell you it's rising anymore. They just give you the reading. The wind is northwest at 9 miles per hour with gusts at 20. A little rough on small boats, but get something big, you'd probably make out.
And Bob loved boats. In fact, he wanted to spend more time on his boat than doing shows on the weekend. So he left his regular Saturday and Sunday slots in 1972, but was always available to do an occasional fill-in here at the station. Meanwhile, Bob was busy in another area. Through most of the 70s and 80s, you were probably listening to Bob Lewis and never even realized it.
In the jungle, among the funds, there is only one king, Dreyfus, for the lion's share.
Introducing the tournament that introduced America to tennis, the U.S. Open.
For a better day's work, get the Pro Printer from IBM for the finishing touch.
Presenting the Volkswagen GTI. Car and Driver calls it one of the 10 best cars of 1986.
What you say?
Here's Lipton tea lover Don Meredith. Try the new Colgate pump. Two great tastes and maximum fluoride protection.
Meow Mix brand cat food tastes so good, cats ask for it by name. In perfect harmony.
Meow, meow, meow.
Peace Corps. The toughest job you'll ever love.
In August of 1984, Bob got together with a bunch of his old good guy, all-American friends for a special weekend called the Reunion of the Rock and Roll Radio Greats on WCBS-FM. He was back doing the kind of radio he loved.
I got to tell you something. I can't talk to all of you when you call in. I will talk to as many as I can, and when possible, we're going to put you on the air and talk to you. But the fact of the matter is that I can see these phones. And I got to tell you that the lights blinking on those phones, when those phones go crazy, to a disc jockey, that is like I hear you applauding. That's what made me a disc jockey in the first place. I did a dedication show once while I was in college, and the phones went crazy, and I said, I'm going to do that for the rest of my life. You know, you sit here alone in a room, but I'm going to tell you something. When those lights go, it's like I hear you going like that, and I love it.
Bob's final show was on September 13th, 1986, filling in for an old friend, Bruce Morrow, on WCBS-FM.
Oh, what a night. Well, looks like that's going to be just about it. We got about 3 minutes until midnight. My name? My name's Bobaloo. I'm here for Cousin Brucey tonight. And I don't know when I'll see you again, but I will, because I love doing shows for you.
Boom, boom, boom. Who's everybody in there?
seems a bit awesome.
By killing the you become a hero in the Muslim world.
One of our DJs is missing. Those are the Kinks, and that was Around the Dial here at WNEW-FM. My special thanks to Steve Vischer and Rich Peterson for their help and long hours in putting together our tribute to Bob Lewis. And thanks to all the people from the radio, record, and advertising communities who called in to offer their thoughts and memories about Bob. And of course, to so many of his fans who called this week and who wanted to let me know how Bob Lewis had touched their lives. And I know exactly what you mean, because I was a fan too. This is Dedis Elsis at WNEW-FM. I'll be right back.